Crossroads Blues by Grapevine Blues Band. You know, I've heard that song many, many times in many, many ways, but I have to admit, and it's not just because I got Mick Chase on the line either, but I have to admit, I have not heard it like that before, and that song is going to get a lot of airplay on my show in the weeks and months to come, as will some of the other songs that he and his group are performing and writing and recording. And I have on the line Mick Chase, but before we get to Mick, just let me give you a little bit of a background. The Grapevine Blues was formed in 1997 by Mick Chase, and like most successful bands, has experienced changes and additions to the membership over the years. Mick, with his vocals and harmonica styling, is joined by guitarist Dr. Ika, who hails from Tbilisi, Georgia, of all places, and was twice voted top guitarist in the USSR before emigrating to the West, and has twice performed with the legendary B.B. King, once in Georgia and again in Sweden, an unusual claim to fame for an ex-neurosurgeon. Mike and Ika are joined by a fellow musicians Ivan Ho and Dave Roy Rogers and Dave Lennox to form the band, Grapevine Blues. Ivan Ho is an outstanding drummer from Johannesburg, South Africa. And Dave Rogers on bass is the other half of that rock steady rhythm section. And of course, adding an exciting dimension to the band is Dave Lennox on keyboards. Collectively, the members have played with Rory Gallagher and Alvin Lee, Bernie Devine Blues Band, Al Green, Ginger Baker, Herbie Hancock, The Eagles, Thin Lizzy, Chris Montez, Dave Barry, and the list just goes on and on. And they have shared a stage with people such as Wilco Johnson, Stan Webb from Chicken Shack, Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, The Yardbirds, Buddy Guy, and Gary Moore. And we have on the line, if I can get the right button pressed, the great Mick Chase from Grapevine a Blues Band. Mick Chase.
How are you?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Pretty good. Let me see if I can just turn you up there a little bit. You're a little low. Yeah, great. Thanks for coming on the show this evening.
My pleasure.
Yeah. A great track there, Crossroad Blues. Tell me about that just for a moment before we get into the main purpose that you're joining this evening. But just tell us, how did you interpret that song? I think that song was originally released in 1936.
Robert Johnson. No.
Yeah, if my memory serves me correctly, not that I was alive in 1936, no, not that memory, but memory from just reading.
Cream famously did it.
Yeah, so tell me how you conceptualized.
I'm not guilty. That's Ika was a great one for used to play in fusion stuff and discos, what have you. Played with famous DJs. And this sort of music is his fault. We can blame him.
Yeah, well, he's going to accept the blame for some great production and some great interpretation.
He's a great guitarist and has some wonderful interpretations. I always think of that number as sort of whipped cream, if I can be so.
Yeah, well, I can see where you might get that idea from. I've got Peter Strong in the studio there. We have Peter on a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
of course, you would know the chairman himself from the Rotary Club of Billericay. Tell us now, how did you get involved with this, and what are you looking forward to on Sunday?
Well, Peter's wife and my wife grew up together, and so we know each other. I've been to several of these wonderful afternoons he puts on in his great garden. I mean, it's a fantastic place. And he phoned me up and asked me, and of course we jumped at the chance. Love to do something for charity when we can. People are very good to us. We like to put a little bit back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, tell me. Well, I appreciate that, and I think everybody's looking forward to a great performance and a great show on Sunday. Talk a little bit about the band and where you've been and what you're doing now and what's coming up in the future. Just give us a brief synopsis of what's happening with you and Grapevine Blues.
Yeah, well, we've played all over the country, from the Scottish borders up at Maryport Blues Festival, down to Devon. We've done blues festivals up in Norfolk, various places, and of course, local to you, we've played the New Cordaddy Club, which is in Belvedere Country Club, and Blues at the Farm down in Barleylands, which are two great venues, not a few miles from where you are now.
Yeah.
certainly very close to Peter anyway. Mm-hmm. And he came to see us at our last Saturday afternoon venture down at the Blues and the Farm. And that's when I think he got the idea for us to come play for him.
Perfect, perfect. Well, you you certainly play to impress. There's no question about that. And it's no wonder that when he saw you, that he knew that he just had to book you for his party this year.
Well, I just hope we don't frighten too many people, because they normally have jazz or something like that, big band stuff, which is a little different. And possibly a little quieter, but I'll tell the guys to keep it down if they can.
Yeah. In the first set, anyways.
Yes.
Build to a crescendo, Mickey. Build to a crescendo, yeah?
Yeah, we tend to.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm coming down there on Sunday. I wanna see you. I wanna meet you. I wanna hear what you're doing.
It
sounds like a great time, and I really want to encourage everybody to take a drive by and get involved in this. It is for a good charity. It's for the kids. You know, we just can't deny that. The Little Haven Children's Hospice. Now, Mickey, before you go, just let me let people know where they can get through to you when they want to find out about you. It's at all the W's .grapevineblues.com. Is that not correct?
That's the one.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Mickey, thanks for coming on the show this evening. Look forward to hearing you on Sunday. And good luck on Sunday. I will do the sun dance on Sunday morning, as I promised
you.
Peter I would. I'll see what I can do. I've got a few years of sun built up inside of me. I need to get rid of some of it. I think now is probably a good time.
Well, we could certainly do with it.
I'll do my best. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Look forward to hearing you. And we're going to now play another tune from Grapevine Blues. It's called Loser. Tell us about that, Mickey, just before we go into it. How did that song come about?
That's another one that Eker wrote, and we worked on, changed it around a little bit. And we got a recording with the great Helen McDougall, who did a vocal on a CD of ours. And it's probably that version that you have there, I would think. It's a great song.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it is. I played it a couple of times this afternoon while I was putting the show together. I said, this is the one that I have to select. Crossroads.
Guys love a slow blues, but
yeah,
I started writing songs because I was trying to get them a little bit faster. They're not easy to find up tempo numbers, but so I started writing a few myself, but we haven't got around to recording them yet.
That's what we like. We like a little diversity.
You'll enjoy it. A lot of people think of blues as very slow, one old man sitting in the corner. But no, this is up-tempo stuff we play. You can get up and dance. Don't worry.
Good stuff. Well, we'll be dancing on Sunday.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye
Bye,
now.
Peter.
Okay.